CliffCentral.com.
He was gone, but only for a few hours. And now, he is back.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Get ready for a brand new episode.
Are you ready?
The O'Neill Africa Experience. Let's go.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the O'Neill Africa Experience. Experience.
First of all, can you dig this bass line?
Oh man, what a treat.
Listen, how do you even get vocals like this?
Hey, it's
what kind of weed do you have to be on to be able to perform such... Like, this is amazing. She sounds like they woke her up. Like, she didn't want to do the song and they woke her up.
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
still groggy and everything, and they say, listen, we really think this is the one, so can you just do all you can?
Man, it sounds like a vibe is going down there, man. I'm telling you.
What a song, man. This is Alison Crockett. The song is called Crossroads. Before this, we heard from Quentin Harris a song called Always. It features Robert Owens, yet another smasher of a song. If you know your house music, you would know these are staples when it comes to house music. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the O'Neill Africa Experience. Sessions with myself, O'Neill, and I'm hanging out with my co-pilot, 37 MPH. How do I even mess up your name? How do I mess up your name,
dude? I don't know. Maybe you're thinking like RPGs, no shooting, whatever. You know that vibe? Because
okay,
the vibe is right. Beep, 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 beep.
Okay,
gun,
I've got 37 MPH in studio.
Ah, yeah.
As always,
boom.
We are powered by hashtag Castle Light Unlocks. It's a Friday edition. You know, this is going to be a smasher. We have a guest artist joining us today.
Yeah, Lady Zamar.
I think she is, she's supreme when it comes to house music. She's house music royalty in general. At the moment, I think, as far as vocals go,
yeah,
no one is comes close to what she does.
Yeah, for many reasons. You know, Lady Zamar, she's owning her entire lane. You know, the house vocal lane, she owns it. She knows her sound. She knows who she's about. Even from a songwriting perspective, you know, anyone can jump on a house beat. But to become a great house artist that's distinctive, it's the lyrical context, your thought process into your music. And the power moves.
I came across a song of hers for the first time. I have to confess today. I think it's called Collide.
Oh yeah.
My goodness.
Oh yeah.
Such amazing work that she does. So yeah. So she will be joining us shortly, but for now, let's just have some music.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the O'Neill Africa Experience.
Can't believe that it's Freaky Friday. It's Freaky Friday. It's Freaky Friday. It's Freaky Friday. It's Freaky. It's Freaky Friday.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the O'Neill Africa Experience.
All right, so while we make way for the band to set up, let's take some Craig Mack. Who passed away at the age of 46?
R.I.P. Craig Mack.
Man, Flavor, this is Rock the Party. One of my favorite songs. In fact, my favorite song from him. I know everybody knows Flavor in Your Ear.
Yeah.
This is my joint. Can I rock the party? It's called Rock the Party.
Ladies and Mars about to rock the party, y'all.
Oh, yeah. We rock the party, y'all. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Yeah, yeah. Live from the throne, it's Craig Mack, rock it on the microphone. And tonight, I speak to the people of Earth. That's right, get out your seat and enjoy yourself. Don't think about your bad time. Just listen to a fat rhyme, he's after your behind. First thing on the agenda is for MCs to surrender. Put on your microphone, MCs. My kingdom, everyone will eat. Rock, boo, boo, wear, and new nights for your feet. In the day we work, and at night we party. Drinks at the bar, with a cup for everybody. I am the new King Mack, with iron fist, got to be that way, so MCs get the gist, ain't no lying, give back the rhyme your ball, and the question of the day is, will MCs see tomorrow, sorrow, crying, please stop trying, it's the baddest man alive, and there ain't no denying, say what you wanna say, I stand King MC, rock until the earth last day, do it right. Make sure you party all night as you step out the club and see the broad daylight. It's Craig Mack, the King MC, cause I'm the man. So can I rock the party, brother? Yes, you can. Can I rock the party? Yes, you can. Can I talk? Grab the mic, Mack, cause you the man. I do my rhymes to that flow. You know they do. Won't you get on the mic for the record? Oh, yeah, can I rock the party? Yes, you can. Mack, do I grab the mic, Mack, cause you the man. I do my rhymes to that flow. You know they do. Won't you get on the mic for the record? Got the funk, flame, original, Mack, here we come. Here we come. Bring it down. Bring it down. Rock a new recipe. Come on. On and on to the breaks of dawn. For the whole world. Rock a new funk, and that's where it's from. For the whole world.
You're now listening to the O'Neill Africa Experience.
What the fuck? This shit is real weak. How's Dick staying perched up on his balls like that? Walking down the street and ain't nobody know my name. Whoa. Ain't no paparazzi flashing pictures, this is great. Whoa. Ain't nobody judging cause I'm black or my controversial past. I'ma go and see a movie and relax. Cool. Hey, I'm a blood, but I can finally wear blue. Cool. Why's his mama calling all the time? Leave me the fuck alone, bitch. Wait, if I'm in Diggy Body, Breezy is who? Hold my daughter's in school. Fuck, if I was Chris Brown, where would I be? What would I do?
I woke up in Chris Brown's body. So how this shit turned into Freaky Friday, but we got no choice but to turn this beat sideways.
my body, where would I be? I'm trying to find myself like an introspective monk.
I'm balling on the court, oh my god, I can dunk. Snap and flick of my jump.
My dick is trending on Twitter, fuck. Now I'm at the club, I talk my way to getting in. I look up in the VIP, my goodness, there I am. I signal to him, let me in, but he won't let me in.
I don't know who that is.
Wait, who the fuck you think he is? Took a glass bottle, shatter it on the bouncer's head. Welcome to that motherfucker.
Wait, thank you too for a sec. If you heard me, then you only heard it yourself.
But wait, I love myself.
That was the key, now it's what you made. I woke up in Chris Brown's body. So how this shit turned into a freaky Friday? But we got no choice but...
There's a brand new music of Little Dicky. Chris Brown, it's called Freaky Friday.
It's
we did promise you that we've got Lady Zama joining us in studio, and she's already in studio. Good afternoon, Lady Zama.
How are you?
You seem very tired.
I am, but
why?
It's
what
not
happened?
An issue. I've just had a long week, and I had a late night last night. I had to attend a function.
Yeah.
I had to attend it, so yeah.
Have you been performing a lot?
Yeah, quite a lot, but not as much as I'd like. But yeah, quite a lot.
You're tired and you still want to do more?
When it comes to music, I don't get tired. When it comes to all these other things, well, exhausting.
Okay. But listen, we're grateful to have you here in studio.
Thank you.
Cool. The band, while the band set up, are you going to do something with us at 37?
Definitely.
Cool. What have you prepared for us?
Love is Blind, an acoustic version, a guitar okay. version.
All right, cool. Oh,
are you ready?
I think so.
Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, go.
Welcome to Acoustic Fridays, exclusive to the O'Neill Africa Experience.
In 1, 2,
I've seen you moving the way that you do things, heaven sent depending. Our fantasies trailing. How much more could I love you? Through all that you've been through. And you need me here to show you. I'm telling you the truth. Love is blind. Love is blind. Love is blind. Love is blind. Close your eyes, you're dreaming. Don't let me bother. Try to take me away. Don't leave my heart in dread. I'll stay and nourish your thirst on my breast. Contain my heart, wear it in your chest. This song might be a little cliche, but hey, I'm waiting. Waiting. I'm telling you the truth. Love is blind. Love is blind. Love is blind. Close your eyes, you're dreaming. Don't let me bother.
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. This is Lady Zama. Tell me something. Do you write your own music?
Yes, all the time. Okay, why are you speechless?
No, I was actually expecting like a...
Oh, like an explanation.
Yes. Why is it so important that you you write your own music?
Well, I feel like it's my stories. I need to tell them my way, you know. I wouldn't mind help from anyone or assistance or even guidance from anyone. It's just that I found it so much easier to write, to sing my own stories the way I want them to be sung. I mean, I remember there's a song I did on the Deluxe album. It's called What You Need. And when I was in the studio with the producers, they kept on trying to get me to not say certain words. I was like, no, sorry, this is not going to happen. This is my song. I'm going to say it my way. You understand? So imagine if I'd relinquished control of the writing, what would I be singing today? You understand? I'd be singing songs. I almost made an example. So no.
We actually want those examples.
No,
that's an
never.
RPG right there. Shots fired. Pew!
That's almost. That's why we do this show.
No, I can't do that. I want completely the lost myself. Give us the and crust. I was like, oh my gosh, no way.
Look, at what point do you realize that, look, I'm good enough as a writer to for the general public to consume my work?
As a writer, I've always had a lot of faith in my writing. I really believe it's one of those things God gave me. It's one of those assured things that I have. I've spent a lot of time perfecting it. I spend a lot of time researching on how to write and what's the best way to convey messages. When it comes to singing, however, that I really don't have a lot of confidence in. But the writing, definitely.
You can tell, man. I mean, before you came through, what was talking about house music, and my comment was that you're completely owning your lane as a songwriter and as a house singer.
Yeah.
It's not just the voice; it's also the lyrical content that sets you apart from any other.
I feel
artist.
Like the lyrical content is actually the most important thing.
Yeah.
There's so many people who have beautiful voices, and I know a lot of people who I admire their voices so much. But I've always been a stickler for, can you please tell me something? I want to hear what you have to say.
Yeah.
And I wish I could have like a masterclass, a writing masterclass for artists, an essay, because I really believe that it's time that people are confident enough to write their actual stories.
I would love to be part of that masterclass. Please use me as a guinea pig producer. I'll sit there on stage.
Definitely.
You know, punching in some new beats and, you know, see, and you know, we can workshop some songs.
Yeah, I'd love that. I mean, it's an opportunity. I think it would be a great opportunity. I love teaching, and it would be something so great for me if I could just impart all this knowledge that I have on writing to other people.
Ladies and gentlemen, in studio with us. We're coming back. Don't move.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the O'Neill Africa Experience.
But we got no choice but to turn this bitch sideways. I can't believe that it's Freaky Friday.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the O'Neill Africa Experience.
Should I hold on the path? Will you let me crash?
Should I hold on the path?
Will you let me crash?
Should I hold on the path?
Will you let me
All right, so this is Lady Zama. Collide is the name of the song. Remember, we are powered by hashtag Castellite Unlocks. We're going into our performance.
Ready? Come on. 1, 2, 3. It's that time of the day. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. The O'Neill Africa Experience.
Experience. The O'Neill Africa Experience.
I think what you need is someone to love you right. I think what you need is someone to love you right. So far we've agreed that what you have isn't working. Every time I look at you, I feel fire burning. I see my life fading away slowly. Everything I'd ever hoped for looks impossible. And now our lives have reached a place we both know it is no longer productive. And I cannot help but feel it's you or me. All the choices we make, all the chances we take. I think what you need is someone to love you right. I think what you need is someone to love you right. You've been broken, catching a cold, 'cause all your insides have you broken. You've been loose, you've been low, standing by yourself at night. And you reach out and there's no one by your bedside. I see the tears running down. And you reach out and there's no one by your bedside. I see the tears running down. I think what you need is, what you need is someone to love you right. I think what you need is someone to love you right. And there's no one by your bedside. I see the tears running down. And there is no one by your bedside. I see the tears running down. Got to be more. There's got to be more. There's got to be more than you. There's got to be more to life. There's got to be more to life. There's got to be more. There's got to be more to life than you. There's got to be more to life. There's got to be more. There's got to be more to life than you. I think what you need is someone to love you right. I think what you need is someone to love you all night. Yeah.
We're still hanging out with Lady Zama in studio, and this is a live performance. Remember, everything you're listening to will be available as a podcast from 6 p.m. today.
This is more to life. There's got to be more to life than you. When I first met you, I couldn't help but be impressed with how you affect me. You see not many people people have forced me to take down. Seriously, it's a joke here and the tea is there. Laughter and smiles are the order of the day, but you came and changed that, made me vulnerable all over again. Oh, you take my reds and blues, color them with your hues. Though life's tough, it's been rough sometimes. I cannot feel, I cannot help but feel. There's got to be more. There's got to be more to life. There's got to be more. There's got to be more to life. Thank you. There's got to be more to life. There's got to be more. There's got to be more to life. Thank you. And my heart is wrapped up in your arms, tucked away. That was still mine, and that is why I cry. I guess then here are my options if I decide to stay. My heart is wrapped up in your arms, tucked away. Though it's still mine, and that is why I cry. Why I cry? Why I cry? There's got to be more. There's got to be more to life. There's got to be more. There's got to be more to life. Thank you. There's got to be more to life. There's got to be more. There's got to be more to life. Thank you. There's got to be more. There's got to be more. There's got to be more to life. Thank you. There's got to be more. There's got to be more. There's got to be more to life. Thank you. But my heart is wrapped up in your heart, tucked away, though it's still mine. And that is why I cry. Why I cry. Why I cry. There's got to be more. There's got to be more than you. There's got to be more. Got to be more than you. There's got to be more. 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 Love. Thank you. All to life. There's got to be more. There's got to be more to life. There's got to be more. There's got to be more to life than you.
Oh,
wow,
ladies and ma, there's got to be more to life. You. Here's what I'm picking up. You're very vulnerable when you sing this particular song, even your tone. Does it come from a special place?
Yeah, I forgot like half the lyrics, but yeah.
Well, we couldn't tell.
It comes from an amazing place. Like I was questioning myself and how deeply in love I fall sometimes. And I don't understand how when I fall in love, like nothing else matters in life. So I'm asking, like, there's got to be more than you. I cannot accept every single situation that you just drop in my lap. You know, I have to somehow at some point figure out more meaning to my life than this person. Yeah.
To me, it sounds like a breakup song.
Not really.
It sounds like the end. It's like
it's more like an independent song. Like, yeah. You know what? I love you and I'm gonna stay with you.
Yeah.
But you are no longer my entire world.
That's amazing. Yeah. You can feel it. It's amazing.
Now let's talk about your project. Who are some of the people you worked with on your project?
I gotta say this right out. Divine Brothers. Love is Blind. They produce Love is Blind. I'm saying that first because they're really close friends of mine. And I think sometimes I overlook that particular song, you know, because it was so separate from the entire album in terms of production. But then after that, I started working with Drum Pope, Dr. Muruti. I've worked with King P. I've worked with DJ 40. On the deluxe version, I worked with Saudis, Java, Ruff. I worked with Noble Beatmakers from Cape Town. And I worked with Mercedes on the My Baby Acoustic. Oh my gosh, I worked with Menelise. Yo, there were so many people that I worked with on this album. And I really believe in teamwork. You know, I believe that when you guys are working as a team towards a common goal, there's more that you can achieve.
Nice.
Yeah. Where would you like to take this? Like everything else that you're doing, your artistry, where would you like to take it?
Artistry, I really want to, like, I've always believed that there's so much out there that people don't know about musicians in South Africa. And I'll say South Africa specifically because Africa is represented so much in the world. We just don't see it because we're looking at the Western world, but the world has got like 6 or 7 continents, and all over the globe there are people from Ghana, Congo, there are people from Cameroon, Egypt, you know, all these places. But South Africa is always overlooked because it's like in the middle there. It's not really like sure whether it's a poor country or it's not, you know. So they, I think they also have the same mentality on our musicians here, like, are we good, are we not, are we copycats, are we not? So I really want to take our music, South African music, our type of South African music to the world so that people can understand that just because I'm from South Africa does not mean I'm just not as good, I'm not as good as everybody else out there.
Tell me about the place you go to when you want to take a break from everything else, when it gets so overwhelming for Lady Zamal. Where does she go to?
My mama.
Your mommy's girl?
Yeah, my mother. My mom is the most, and I don't say this because she's my mother, because I have my own opinions of my dad, but my mom is the most, she's beautiful, she's strong, she's kind, she's straightforward, and she will never lie to me. My mother makes, I remember this one time I got home, and the first thing she goes, "Yummy, you are so fat." I was like, what, this lady? So she's a sure place. She's like a rock I can go to where I know that no matter what happens in life, she is going to have my back, no matter if it's good or it's bad.
Does it get difficult for you sometimes?
Like being away from my mom?
Nah, music.
Every day. What you talking about? Music is hard. It's hard because it requires innovation. Times change. Every moment of every day that passes, people are changing. Sounds are changing. The experiences are changing. So it is hard to keep up. If it wasn't, then we'd still be doing music that we did like 10 years ago.
Yeah. Would you say the highs trump the lows? The lows being the times you've been disappointed as an artist. Where do you find yourself emotionally most of the time?
I think it's an equal balance, to be fair. You know, sometimes the situation can look bad for the people outside, but it's great for you. Sometimes the situation looks like, oh my gosh, you're killing it. And you're like thinking, oh my gosh, I'm so depressed. So it's like a proper mix. Like emotionally, I'm always in the middle of good and bad. I think it's also an artist nature. We don't really, we're extremes of everything. So in a way, we are actually neutral to everything. Yeah.
True.
All right, in the studio, we're hanging out with Lady Zamal. We're going to go into our final performance.
Yeah.
Have you decided what you're performing for us? The band is here as well. 37MPH is here as well.
I was watching Africa Faye the other day, and I really think I loved how we did El Diego. So I want to see like almost like, not the same thing, just like a variation of that. I don't know why I'm singing the way I'm singing today, but I think I want to just go with that.
What, are you worried with the way you're singing?
No, it's a new experience every day. Okay, you never know where you get your inspiration from. So yeah, I think I'll do El Diego and Charlotte.
All right, stand by. We're coming back with Lady Zamal.
You ready? Come on. 1, 2, 3.
It's that time of the day. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the O'Neill Africa Experience.
Africa Experience.
All right, here we go, Lady Zamal.
Diego and he Thank you.
he don't. I need to speak to Charlotte. I need to tell Charlotte. I need to say Charlotte. I need to tell her that he don't need you. No, he don't need you, Charlotte. Oh, I'll hear what you done to me. What do you want from me? They can say what they want, but I know it's a lie. I'll hear what you want from me. What have you done to me? They can say what they want, but I know it's a lie. It's a lie. It's a lie. That's his name. That's his name.
Absolutely magical. Lady Zama. Wow. Listen, at some point you mentioned that you were tired. I didn't see it. It looks like you come alive when you sing. When you perform, that's when you come alive.
And music is a lot to me. Yeah. It sums up a lot about who
I am. It really shows.
And words and stories are so in you. They're just flowing out of you. The moment that you just open your mouth and you vibe with the music, the words just flow. I'm like, wow. You are just free-forming everywhere.
Thank you.
That was amazing.
Thank you so much.
So talk to us what you are up to, about what you're up to at the moment, whether it's performances, projects that you're working on at the moment.
Well, with my performances, I think anyone who comes to any of my shows can attest to the fact that we do bring an experience of some sort. I think we're working on that. We're trying to get like a bigger, we're trying to get a venue where we can showcase everything that we've been doing and trying to do in the last couple of months, so people can actually feel what it's like to be listening to every single element of the songs that we perform together. Can I just quickly go through the band?
Yeah.
Jose Vilagazi on the drums. He plays acoustic drums and electric drums. Really good at his craft is amazing. Then we have Sean Cebola. Amazing guitarist, lead guitarist, has done the most on stage. Sometimes it gives me the chills. Then we have a Joy Barris, the guy with the Caucasian surname, you know. But yeah, Joy is like one of the most sensual pianists that I've worked with thus far. And these are the people that I work with. And we have quite a team, but right now, you know, they're not here. So I want you guys to just keep these names in mind. These guys are going to be on some of the biggest stages in the world one day. But yeah, and then I've got a documentary coming out.
Okay.
It's called From Music with Love. It's basically documenting the journey that I've had with Kings of Mar, because Kings of Mar is not just an album for me. It's it was freedom. It was like the key, you know, that unlocked so many doors, that freed me from a prison that I felt like I was in at some point in my life. And then we have the concerts that are coming up. Besides the one beautiful, intimate one, we have concerts coming up throughout the country where we will be in communities. You know, I love giving back. I really love being part of community work and services and all that stuff. So whenever I have time, these are the kind of things that we'll be doing while we're on the road and stuff like that. And Easter, I really hope that people show up. I don't know when yet, but check out my pages. We have like a giveaway of Easter eggs, and we're going to try and buy like, you know, little gift bags for kids and stuff in malls. And so people should look out for that.
Listen, you're magical. Continue to be magic. And anytime you have another project and you feel like you need to share it with the rest of the world, we're here.
Thank you so much.
Our doors are always open to you.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you so much for sharing your gift with us, man. I feel so inspired. We need to get in the studio, me and you.
Yeah, we've been saying that forever.
Yeah,
I
worry.
See you're busy here while they're playing. You're also playing your own.
I'm vibing.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're out of here. Much love to my producer, Palesa, for putting the show together. And much love to my co-pilot, 37MPH. Now, before I go, we are obviously powered by hashtag Castlelight Unlocks. Let me quickly remind you that Chance the Rapper is still coming, and he's not going to be alone. He will be alongside Shane Eagle, Nadia Nakai, and Frank Casino on the day. This is happening at the Castlelight Unlocks concert at the Ticket Pro Dome in Joburg on the 30th of April. The next day is a public holiday, so there's no reason for you to be missing out at all. Now get your tickets at CompuTicket for the Castlelight Unlocks concert. You don't want to miss this. I promise you this much. Hashtag Castlelight Unlocks exclusive. Guys, Everything you heard here today will be available as a podcast from 6 p.m. We out of here.
Boom. Welcome back. Welcome back to the O'Neill Africa Experience.